And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
Enda Brady from Sky News UK in London. Enda, riots in your part of the world over the weekend. There was another one today, was there?
Yeah, overnight in East London, very serious situation for the police. Six officers actually injured. Four of them ended up in hospital for treatment, all because of tensions in the community in East London near Forest Gate. Basically, what's happened is last week, police officers stopped a man in a vehicle. There was some sort of an altercation. Police did use force and they used CS spray. He later was taken to hospital and he has died. Now, the man's name was Edir Da Costa. Many people in the community feel that he was harshly treated by the police. There is an ongoing investigation into that, so we'll wait and see what it reports back. He's dead. They had a protest march last night. It was meant to be a peaceful event. His family say they do not in any way condone the violence that happened last night. Many people lit fires. They confronted the police and they pelted them with objects. So pretty awful night for everyone involved. Six police officers injured and six people arrested.
Terrible, terrible stuff. Now, the fallout to the towering inferno continues. There have been a whole bunch of tower blocks failing fire inspections.
Every single one so far that they have tested has failed its fire safety.
Everyone.
Can you believe this? Every single one. They've tested 60 of them now, and all 60 have failed the fire safety test. So we've got some serious issues here with these tower blocks and social housing. I was out over the weekend reporting one block in Swiss Cottage in North London. Camden Council basically turned up at 8:30 on Friday night and said, everybody out. It's not safe. We have to evacuate. And many of the residents inside learned about the evacuation by watching Sky News. They were coming up to me in the street looking for information.
Wow.
Handled appallingly by the council. And many hundreds and hundreds of residents had to go to a community centre and sleep on floors and mattresses. We have some serious issues here with regards to these tower blocks and how they were put up.
All ticking time bombs. And when you say Swiss Cottage, that's the nearest tube station to Lord's Cricket Ground. So we're not talking...
It is.
We're talking well-to-do areas.
Oh, this is a very well-to-do area. And you know what, Ben? That struck me. On Friday night, I'm looking up at this tower block with this awful cladding on the outside, which is the problem. It's not fire resistant. Across the road, there was a very swish, luxurious development, multi-million dollar properties inside it. No cladding on that building, funnily enough.
Cheap. Enda, thank you, mate. We'll chat again tomorrow. Enda Brady from Sky News UK.